We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. It's 8:45 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County Commission hears a request for a group home for foster children. Turns it down.
Two.
Tropical depression Imelda brings heavy rain and flooding to parts of Texas.
One.
President Trump concludes California visit with a stop at a section of the border wall. Says it will be effective in slowing border crossings. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning we've got the gasoline prices in Wichita. Lots of the gasoline prices this morning. Still around $2.45 a gallon. I did spot better out there. So did the traffic trackers. Traffic tracker Matt called in earlier this morning. 55th Street South and Broadway, $2.41 a gallon. That was the lowest price we found out there this today. Traffic update from 98.7 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Going to be sunny today with a high of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 68. Friday, partly sunny, 30% chance for rain tomorrow, and a high of 81. Now, a partly cloudy sky, we've got a south wind at 3 miles per hour and 70 degrees. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning on the Glenn Beck program, Dr. Frank Tanzi, professor, University of South Carolina, author, and Aiken author, The Dragon's Vault. That's going to be coming up. Topic? The Epoch Times, China faces economic collapse. Should be interesting on the Glenn Beck program coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. A couple of professional notes for you today. Chamber of Commerce exposure going on today from 11 to 5 at Century 2 Exhibition Hall. And Ted and I are going to be down there around noontime and talking with anybody who comes by. That is a free show. It's one of the best, biggest business networking shows that I can imagine.
Been
putting on for several years. If you're interested in business at all, or you want to make some contacts, that's the place to be. This evening, I'm going to have Tom Leffler and I are going to be at the Junior Livestock Show, Beef Eater Picnic that goes on at Cowtown every year, and we're going to be helping some celebrity show animals out there and just
nice
having a good time there. So I'm going to be moving around the city later on.
Moving around,
yeah,
yes.
Getting back to the getting back into the back to school routine doesn't happen overnight. It takes almost half, 49% of parents, 2 to 3 weeks for the routine to feel normal again when the kids go back to school. Survey conducted by One Poll on behalf of Mixbook revealed 77% said they have more time to themselves once school is in session, while 79% said they get more alone time with their partners. So, that makes sense. Kids going back to school, right? Okay. A new discovery may get rid of what has been called the hardest infection to fight, the common cold.
This is House Call for Health, a cure for the common cold. Scientists say they may have found it, a goal that has eluded doctors for centuries, resulting in billions of runny noses and an estimated economic cost of $40 billion a year. About half of all common colds are caused by a virus infection. Researchers at Stanford and UC San Francisco say they've been able to disable a protein that all humans have. Without the protein, the cold virus can't divide and spread, so you'd never get to the point where you start sneezing. The researchers say their technique will work better than chicken soup to ward off colds. But before you throw away your cold medicine and tissue boxes, more research is needed. For one thing, scientists need to make sure that the protein they're disabling isn't needed for some other health reasons. The research is published in the journal Nature Biology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
After a three-year closure, the Washington Monument is reopening to the public. The 555-foot stone obelisk closed in September 2016 in order to replace the aging elevator and upgrade security systems. The monument will reopen to the public at noon today, and First Lady Melania Trump is expected to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony. The monument has been closed for most of the past 8 years.
Wow.
An August 2011 earthquake left cracks in the stones near the top of the obelisk, It reopened in 2014, but National Park Service officials were forced to close it again 2 years later after a series of elevator breakdowns. The monument, which was completed in 1884, remains the tallest building in Washington, averages about 500,000 visitors a year. Yeah, that's, again, it's really close to the White House. You can kind of see both of them down there. If you go to Washington, you got to go to the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Monument, the Vietnam Monument. There's a lot of things to see. And by the way, all of these things in Washington are open to the public free of charge. You don't pay anything to see these things. And it's if you haven't visited, you got to go.
And you took the stairs.
We took the stairs. My two brothers and I took the stairs all the way to the top.
That is a lot of stairs.
A lot of stairs. And about halfway up, we decided this was not a good idea. But it was too late. We couldn't turn back.
I have been to the St. Louis Arch. I did not take stairs.
Okay. I haven't been there. I got to put that one on the list.
Yeah, that one's actually pretty cool.
A group of more than 500 major institutional investors called Thursday for governments to boost efforts to tackle climate change, warning that failure could have serious economic consequences. The banks, insurance companies, and pension funds said in a joint statement ahead of next week's United Nations Climate Summit in New York that current national commitments could lead to an unacceptably high temperature increase that would cause substantial negative economic impacts. So apparently the business community, many of the big ones, saying, you know, it's this climate change is a fact. We got to deal with it. That's what this is all about. Stocks rebounded at the close of trading Wednesday after the Federal Reserve delivered an unexpected cut in interest rates. The Dow dropped as much as 210 points at one time. The rally came as Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank would be ready to take action if the economy weakened. At the end of the day, the Dow rose 36 points, the S&P gained a point, and the NASDAQ dropped by 8 points. Executives of Facebook, Google, and Twitter told Congress they've gotten better and faster at detecting and removing violent extremist content on their social media platforms in the face of mass shootings fueled by hate. The executives were questioned at a hearing yesterday by the Senate Commerce Committee, said they were spending money on technology to improve their ability to flag extremist content and taking the initiative to reach out to law enforcement to head off violent incidents. 8:52, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. New government work for a local company. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning again. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, and Augusta Aerospace Company has won a big contract from the Department of Defense. DJ Engineering grows its defense portfolio with work on the A-10 Warthog aircraft. It's a contract for more than $26 million. The company will be making the components known as elevators. That's on the flight control services. DJ Engineering now recognized as a top 500 government supplier. There have been some issues with Boeing's new KC-46 tankers, but an aerospace analyst says Boeing will not lose the contract to build them. Some deliveries were delayed when debris was found on the aircraft, and there was an order from the Air Force to stop carrying passengers or cargo because some cargo came loose on a flight. Analyst Richard Abalafia says these are just short-term problems for Boeing. And the Wichita Business Journal continues with its announcements of the best doctors in Wichita. Is your doctor on the list? On Tuesday, the WBJ announced the best doctors in family medicine. Wednesday, it was OBGYNs and pediatricians. Today's announcement includes physicians in a variety of practice areas. You can see them all at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS. And at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Been talking about the exposure, the Chamber of Commerce business opportunity today at Century 2. Any chance you're going to go over there?
Probably not. I got to get ready for a big event tomorrow. We're handing out our Diversity and Inclusion Awards tomorrow at a luncheon, so I've got to get ready for that.
You're so busy. Yeah.
Busy, busy, busy.
All right. Well, Ted and I will go over and greet people in your stead. How's that?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
By the way, the latest baseball team named the Doodahs. What do you think, huh? Wichita Doodahs.
There's a reason why we're announcing these names that are not being chosen.
we're trickling them out, right?
Yeah. Mm. And
not big on the Doodahs.
All I care about, what's the actual name? I don't care about the names that were turned down.
Well, we're generating more interest daily and weekly.
You bet, yeah.
In some way that somebody makes sure that they have plenty of people show up for the ball game.
Yeah, Alan, what happens when one of these names that they're releasing that aren't going to be the team names all of a sudden just takes off and people love it.
Yeah.
They say, oh, well, that's the one we meant to do all along.
So if the really good name comes out, you'll see Wichitans, who are so involved in everything, showing up at the big stadium site with torches.
Torches, demanding pitchforks.
A scene from Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
All right, today is Talk Like a Pirate Day. I have no idea where this came from, but if you'd like to talk like... Do you have a puffy pirate shirt, by the way? Yeah, probably like Seinfeld? Probably don't.
I do not. I had one when I was a kid.
Did
you? Of course, it was the 60s. But
yeah. Ahoy, matey. Avast. These are the kinds of things. Do you use those terms in everyday conversation, don't you?
Not usually. Avast is, you know, sometimes overused.
Avast, yeah.
Avast. Go get that thing I just printed.
Because Avast have... Or could it be half? Never mind. Pirate Day. Talks like a pirate day. I don't know.
Walk the plank. I've had to do that a couple times.
There you go. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, President Trump visits the sections of the border wall. And that's coming up at 9. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Stephen Tidd in the morning on KNSS.
Sucker fans, get ready for fall baseball. Head coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.